USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump addressing the nation from the White House just hours after the World Health Organization declared a coronavirus pandemic.
We will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight.
This restriction doesn't apply to the United Kingdom. He says the government will help those impacted financially.
To ensure that working Americans impacted by the virus can stay home without fear of financial hardship, I will soon be taking emergency action, which is unprecedented, to provide financial relief. This will be targeted for workers who are ill, quarantined, or caring for others due to coronavirus. I will be asking Congress to take legislative action to extend this relief.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
A top federal health official had some not-so-good news about the coronavirus outbreak when he appeared on Capitol Hill. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The nation's foremost expert on infectious disease, NIH Chief Dr. Anthony Fauci, would not try to predict the extent or duration of the crisis, but he told a House panel,
"We will see more cases and things will get worse than they are right now."
He did cite progress in setting up tests and trials for a coronavirus vaccine, though says it's still at least a year away. Democrats accuse the administration of lagging when it comes for testing for the coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The NBA has suspended their season until further notice because of the coronavirus. Also, Tom Hanks and his wife Rita Wilson said in a statement they've tested positive for the coronavirus and are being quarantined in Australia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
According to new research, the novel coronavirus can remain in the air for up to 3 hours and survive on some surfaces for up to 3 days. The research, which was carried out by scientists from the National Institutes of Health, Princeton University, and UCLA, suggests it's possible for the virus to spread through the air as well as the touching of contaminated surfaces. Tests showed the genetically related virus responsible for the SARS outbreak is similarly durable, so the ability of the new coronavirus to survive in the air and on surfaces doesn't explain its ability to spread more rapidly. For the study, scientists used a nebulizer to spray the coronavirus into the air in a manner similar to a cough. The virus could be detected in the air up to 3 hours later. Researchers also placed samples on a variety of surfaces. They found the virus could survive for up to 4 hours on copper, as many as 24 hours on cardboard, and up to 2 to 3 days on plastic and stainless steel. The study is one of the first to look specifically at how long the new coronavirus can live in the air and on surfaces, but it doesn't prove how exactly the virus is spreading. You can kill it using a range of disinfectants, including rubbing alcohol and diluted hydrogen peroxide. The EPA has a complete list of the commercially available cleaning products that can kill the virus on their website. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.